Last February, we spoke with John Ledoux of Waseca, Minnesota, one of dozens of thwarted school attackers across the country. He was building bombs in a storage locker in 2014 when he was caught. He told us about his downward spiral, a good student who started seeing other kids goof off and still get ahead of him.
It kind of bothered me watching people mess around, and I wasn't enjoying things. I looked around and people were enjoying stuff, and I was just kind of living day to day, just existing. So it was more fueled by my slew of disappointment and frustration that led me to want to be violent, is because I wanted to feel satisfaction through dominance, basically.
Well, John got arrested, served time, accepted a felony charge, got help. He told us he's now embarrassed that he ever thought of hurting others, is sick at every new school attack. We learned so much from John Ledoux, but he returned home to a wary Waseca. So today, what's it like to be the parent of a thwarted attacker? David Ledoux, his dad, a steel worker, says the obvious, it has not been easy. But at one point, he joked about starting a GoFundMe page to ask people to help his family move since they felt so unwelcome. David, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
This decline that he described, we heard from an awful lot of people at that time who said, well, I have a child who feels this way about himself. I mean, it's frightening to people because it could be a lot of young people who start to feel that sense of, you know, lack of satisfaction and resentment of other people. Did you notice it?
Yeah, I did. It seemed a rather mild case of it.
Yeah. How would you have described your son back then?
Seemed to be doing fine, very attentive to detail, motivated in his pursuits, not very interested in anything that wasn't on his radar.
We read a story you told a local paper about how in fourth grade, John, your son, donated his entire savings, which was $200, and good for him in fourth grade, to a fundraiser for a child who'd been killed along with his father by an intruder. You were surprised that he did give his full savings.
Yeah, I was. I was very surprised because his reaction seemed quite muted. Like a lot of his reactions, he wasn't a very, what I would call an extremely outgoing person. So,
is there anything you could have learned from this? Or like some of the other parents of thwarted school shooters, it was such a shock that, you know, as you go over it, is there anything you feel you can impart to another parent? Anything maybe you overlooked? Anything you could have followed up on?
Possibly. I don't know how in the current environment. It's very strange. I guess anything that I felt was a concern, most people that I know would think I'm kind of an extremist and that I'm making kind of worrying about phantoms, you know, being his lack of violence or even general lack of anger issues. You know, he had frustrations over things and we talked about things. But there's nothing really concrete to hang on to and think I should demand more interaction with him and him to explain to me why he seems to be increasingly reluctant to spend more free time around other people rather than spending more time by himself.
He was a loner, and that's what you thought.
Right. I spent a lot of time concerned about violence and wondering about violence in movies and violence in video games and the murder videos that are available online. That's just shocking. I had complained to my daughter about that separately, about a coworker watching these execution videos all the time at work. And she said, oh, I know, that's terrible. That's going on in school all the time. All these kids in the homeroom, well, there's four kids or five kids are all sitting together watching these execution videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then to find out that John was doing that too, covering his tracks, good enough we didn't see it. But I can only imagine what that does to people to watch that. If you watch it enough where you start to get inured to it, like John said, I assume that's what he was trying to do, is trying to put himself in that mindset where things don't matter. I don't care about things. And there's things out there that, like I said, I think we're really not giving due credit to how much violence is out there.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big censorship person. So if we're not going to censor everything, and of course we can't, what's the best thing to do is stay close to your kids and friends and family and keep them informed and talk about these things and pay attention to people's behavior. And the year before, he wanted to put a lock on his bedroom door. And I was like, absolutely not. And he actually bought a hasp and a lock. And I was like, I noticed he had my cordless drill out and he was in his room. I was like, what's this for? Oh, I wanted to put this on my door. I was like, what? Mm. No. I guess later he found somebody that would rent him a storage locker.
Mm.
My biggest concern was when he expressed a belief in atheistic outlook, and some of the statements he'd made were very concerning to me, and most people that I know would think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Not all atheists are violent people, and he certainly hadn't been a violent person. But the negativity that he was beginning to express was a quite mild version of it. This kind of negative outlook on people and why we're here and made me feel compelled to pray for him. I asked for intervention on his behalf, and within 2 weeks from that day, we certainly got it.
Oh, so
we got it way more than we would have ever imagined. And it was interesting. I found myself sitting talking to my son at Redwood Creek Juvenile Detention Facility, talking to him about parables in the Bible as he was trying to understand them, as what he was given one there and was having difficulty understanding it. And I just thought, here we are 3 months ago. I was praying for an intervention, and now he is willing to contemplate things in life that he hadn't been prior to that. So I guess I got what I was asking for. Very thankful for it that nobody was injured, especially himself or his friends.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people were thanking God that there was an intervention, and you are attributing it to God. But
yes.
You know, you just must have been sweaty with relief.
Yeah, I was relieved, but very fearful for him, what would happen to him in the system. I knew they wanted to put him away for 40 years to life.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the reporting and some of the facts, I think, got very convoluted, which made it very much a public issue here.
Well, can you understand? Because they thought they had a potential, they did have a potential school bomber. I mean, you're right. He didn't do it. But,
right.
You know, they had to be incredibly careful. They don't know what they might find in your house. You could have been in danger.
I understand they needed to be careful, but I wish they would have been careful to clarify that there were no guns in the storage locker. All the guns were mine. All the ammunition was mine. Anyways.
Does it bother you that John planned to use your guns? Some people, you know, avid gun owners are thinking twice about maybe locking up their guns. Not even, you know, just not just from a child, but from somebody who's emotionally disturbed and might want to take their own life. Are you thinking twice about that?
Not really. I don't have the guns that I had because most of what I had was hunting weapons, for one for him and one for his sister and one for me, of several different types of guns. I was the one that put the gun safe in his room that Christmas after he had turned 17, and I was gone very often in the evening, and he was the only person at home that I wanted him to know where the guns were and how to get a hold of them. Now, in light of all this, of course, that's a question. That's a big question. I know it's not an unusual situation for a 17-year-old in this town to know where they can get their hands on a shotgun. That would be a big change as far as keeping everything completely locked away. But, of course, yes, I do because, well, first of all, I'm not worried about him. He's like a poison-proof dog. You could leave a loaded gun on the table and he wouldn't touch it.
Look, your son told us that physically what he was doing, plotting, building, was making him sick. He was tired of it. It's almost like he wanted to be caught. Do you trust that he is the young man we spoke to who said he has remorse and he's glad he was caught? He's embarrassed by it. He has advice for other people. You know, if you are feeling these feelings, talk to someone.
Yeah.
That he learned that there's a different way to, you know, he didn't have what he wanted in life, and he learned there's a different way. I love how he said, it's like driving a car. If you steer it correctly, it'll get you pretty much anywhere you want, but crashing it doesn't usually bring you to your destination.
Right. Oh, yeah, I do. I do trust who he is, as he's the one that doesn't want any more trouble. He's the one that's a felon.
He chose a felony rather than probation. The felony could have been lifted, but he didn't want to go on a lengthy probation. And now, you know, other people are watching and they're nervous. This is happening, by the way, in towns across America. There's a town in Vermont that's closely watched. Do you actually ever speak to the parents of thwarted attackers?
No, I haven't. I've sent a card to a couple people where things have happened. You know, like I think it was a town just north of here. A kid posted a picture on Facebook or Instagram of an AK-47 with the words, "See you at school." And he's charged with felony. He's hauled off to jail. I haven't heard any further developments of that. Mm. I think I have a pretty good idea how they feel.
Yeah. Well, and it brings us back to your son who went really pretty far, you know, building bombs.
Yeah.
What's life been like for you in Waseca, for you and your family?
Sometimes people look at me, and I don't know if they're looking at me because they know who I am or because I'm just walking the opposite direction. I'd be happy to talk about it, but almost nobody's ever stopped over at our house to talk about this.
What's the one thing you'd want to tell people about John, your son?
I don't have good words for that. And I think the best example is to talk to John. I'm thinking how we would deal with other troubled people we know, you know, like mm-hmm. your uncle or your nephew or someone else that you're concerned about, that you're wondering that they're okay. Don't hesitate to pray for people or to talk to people. Try to be positive to people. That's what I try to do. I try to be positive to people. And if people are concerned about your son, you know, you could do something, you know.
That's David Ledoux. His son is John Ledoux, a thwarted school attacker in Minnesota in 2014. David, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Again, there are dozens of young thwarted school shooters across the country living with dozens of families, and David Ledoux says, talk to them.